and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a podcast and blog where I review all types of movies and novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another movie review today. So, I know if you're watching the visual version, right, you can see my face, and I said I wasn't gonna show my face for, you know, upcoming reviews, but I lied, so you're getting my face on camera. And today, I'm actually reviewing, I think, one of the funniest horror movies I've, like, ever seen. At least in theaters. And that movie is Megan. Directed by Gerard Johnstone. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I mean, like, Gerard Way, Gerard Johnstone. It's the same person. And, I went in, fun fact, Friday the 13th was my birthday. And so I thought, you know what? Why don't I get all of my friends together and force them, by guilt tripping, to go see Megan with me? Because after watching the trailer, I was, you know, I went in expecting a good laugh, and so I had a good laugh. It was the funniest thing I had literally ever seen, and all of my friends enjoyed it. So, out of 20 people, there were, and, like, you're probably like, Maya, how do you have so many friends? Theater will do that to you. And so, I had a great time watching this movie. And while objectively, I will say right up front, objectively, it's a decent movie. It's not bad. It's not horrible, but it's not great either. But my experience was excellent. So, it's top tier for me. Anyways, but let's get into the information about the movie. The movie was produced by Blumhouse Studios, and it's listed as a horror movie, but it is comedy horror, so don't go in expecting a straight up horror movie, because you're gonna be very disappointed. And I will say I'm gonna do, you know, a spoiler-free section first, and then I will be doing you know, a spoiler section, because I just need to get it out right now. Like, I just need to not rant, but just talk about this movie, if that makes sense. So if you don't want to listen to the spoiler-free, skip to here, and you know, you can listen to me talk about the movie in its entirety, basically. The movie came out January 6th, 2023. It is getting an average of 3.3 out of 5 stars on Letterboxd, which I feel is understandable. It is PG-13, which is kind of odd to me, and I'll get into that later. But I don't know, it's PG-13, but it doesn't feel like it would be a PG-13 movie. The movie is 102 minutes long, and it actually only had a budget of $12 million, and currently at the box office, they've earned $61.2 million, so it's doing pretty well, honestly. The movie stars Allison Williams as Gemma, Violet McGraw as Katie, and Jenna Davis as Megan, and then Amy Donald also is Megan. So Jenna Davis is just the voice of Megan, and then, you know, there's the actual physical robot. And the description, which I will be reading off my phone, so if you see me looking down, that is why. I don't have the description memorized. I apologize for that. She's more than a toy. She's family. A brilliant toy company roboticist, is that even a word? Roboticist uses artificial intelligence to develop Megan, a lifelike doll programmed to emotionally bond with her newly orphaned niece. But when the doll's programming works too well, she becomes overprotective of her new friend, with terrifying results. Let's just get into my spoiler-free review. So, I will say, there were, like I said, this is probably one of the funniest horror movies I've ever watched. I think for what it is, it was well done in that it was self-aware that it is kind of just a silly movie. If you're going in expecting a straight-up horror movie, you are going to be so disappointed. But if you go in expecting a good laugh, you're gonna have the best time ever. Like I said, I went in with 20 of my friends. well, yeah, 20 of my friends, and we took up like two whole rows, and we were sitting there watching the movie, and the entire theater was just dissolving into laughter. Like, it was such a funny movie, and I think it's because it's self-aware of what it is that helps along with that. I will say the horror in this, because it is PG-13, is not too strong, obviously. There are a couple kills, I think maybe only four throughout the entire movie, and it is only 102 minutes, so it's not like an insanely long movie. I think if this movie was any longer, I would not have enjoyed it. But basically, what happens, spoiler free, is you have this girl named Katie, right? Her parents die, and she goes to live with her aunt, who is very obviously not used to having kids. I mean, this would be me in the situation. I cannot deal with kids. And she works at this toy company and decides, you know what? She really needs a toy robot, because what kid doesn't want a toy robot to be their friend? And so they get this creepy, weird looking doll, and I guess not doll, robot, and give it to her, and she becomes uber attached, and basically this doll's name is Megan, obviously, and she becomes way too protective and just kills a bunch of people. And you know, you can assume that much from the trailer. Like, I don't think that's a spoiler in the slightest. I will say that Megan, to me, was not scary. Like, this movie was not scary whatsoever. I think there was one point where I jumped, or was like, ew, like, that's kind of, like, not gross, but just, like, unsettling. I don't think this movie is gonna scare you to death. Like, it's not going to keep you up at night. Unless you've literally never watched a horror movie. Shout out Eric, he finally went and saw a horror movie with me. Like, what was that about, Eric? Even Ava went and saw Men with me, like, what? but, you know, I will say there was, like, the tiniest bit of gore in this movie, so if you are sensitive to that, that might disturb you, but it wasn't, to me, its intention wasn't necessarily to scare. I think it was more comedy than anything, which is why I had such a fun time, is because I went in there expecting that. I think the characters were decent. I don't think the characters were anything special. I don't think the plot line is anything special. I mean, there's Child's Play. This is just Child's Play, but with a girl doll robot in the 21st century, if that's whatever century we're in. And and so it's not a new idea, it's just the comedy aspect that I think adds to it. And there's a lot of funny one-liners in here, like, what was it? Oh yeah, the one guy's like, we're gonna kick Hasbro in the dick, and I think that's one of my favorite things now. Besides, what does she say? It's like, I can feel the hydration leaving your eyes and mouth and going to other parts of your body, and I was like, Megan, what? Like, okay. I think there's a lot of funny things in here, and I think that's one of my main takeaways, is don't go in expecting a horror movie, or you're gonna be so, so disappointed. But I think the acting, too, was a little... The movie itself is mediocre. Like, there's not... Like I said, there's nothing super special about it. The characters are alright. There's nothing really special about them. I think the dead parent thing has been overdone so many times. There were a couple characters that I was like, that's not even, like, the actor's fault. It's just the script. And I'll kind of get into that later, in the spoiler section. But it's just, a lot of it was just mediocre. So, if I'm being critical of it, I will say that, you know, the acting was, you know, decent. The characters were decent. The plot was decent. I just really think what made this, and I'll say right now, I rated this 4 out of 5 stars just because I had such a fun time watching it. Like, I think I want to go see it again because it was genuinely so funny to me. Because it's just absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's like Sharknado, but with robots. And I think I just enjoy stupid movies, is what I'm saying. It's, if I'm being critical of it, it is most likely more of a 2.5 out of 5 star movie. But in my heart and in my experience, it was a 4 out of 5 star just because I had so much fun watching it. I will say it could have been better in terms of, like I said, characters. I think the character development could have been better. Because obviously you have Katie going to live with her aunt. And there wasn't much there. So, which I guess kind of was the point, but I feel like there could have been so much better ways to go about it than just kind of, you know, what they did. Just kind of throwing Megan in the mix there and just saying, like, hey. I don't know. I think overall it was just a cool, like, it was a fun, cool movie. I don't think it's anything special. I don't think, it's Oscar worthy, but I had such a fun time watching it. It's kind of like, I think I've mentioned before, Unfriended. Unfriended is objectively a bad movie, but I had a fun time watching it. It's very entertaining. So, I will say that is that it is technically not a good movie, but I had so much fun watching it. Like, I cannot tell you, I was literally, me and my friends were all in tears. And even my friends who do not, and this is why I use my birthday to guilt trip them, right? Most of my friends do not like horror movies. And obviously, like I said, this is more of a comedy than a horror movie. But there is a little bit of, you know, horror in there, obviously. But they even enjoyed it. So I really think, I'm not saying, like, you know, take your 5-year-old to go see Megan. but I do think if you enjoy laughing at movies that you probably shouldn't be laughing at, like, I think this one is more intentional in the comedy than other things. Like, I think Barbarian, right, was not that intentional, maybe. This is very intentional, like, you can tell. So I think if you really like just laughing at movies, even if they're technically bad, I think you'd enjoy this. I think it's worth a watch just to see what you think. But yeah. And I do recommend go seeing it in theaters. It should be still be in theaters when this video is up, because I'm recording it the day after. So, I don't know. I think it's worth seeing in theaters just for the experience of sitting there with strangers. I mean, I had my friends, but, like, there were other, you know, people in the movie theater. And just laughing at it together because, you know, you kind of have that confirmation, like, oh, yeah, this is kind of, like, stupid, but it's funny. But yeah, I think overall just, it's a mediocre movie, but the experience is good. The comedy adds so much to it, just because I feel like the movie is so stupid in itself. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. Like I said, I love movies that are very aware that they are stupid. so I do recommend seeing this just because it is a fun time. Even if you're like, it's not my thing, it was a fun watch, like, you had an experience. So I do recommend going and seeing it in theaters if you can. If not, you're still gonna have fun watching it at home. But that kind of concludes my spoiler free section. Get into the spoiler section, which I'm really excited about because I get to go through the movie and basically make fun of it, but in a good way. So we start out, right, they're in this car. It's Katie and her two parents. They're going on a skiing trip, right? And it's snowing. They don't have four-wheel drive, even though he thought he did because he looked at the car. So and they just stop driving in the middle of the road, and they see nothing. And Katie is freaking out, right? She has this kind of like Furby looking thing, and it falls on the ground. And she's like, I can't believe you would do that. I can't believe you would throw my Furby on the ground. And the ad in the beginning, too, I was like, am I watching the right movie? Because they start out with an ad for this toy, right? And you find out, oh, the toy was a gift from Katie's aunt, who, you know, works for this toy company. And then all of a sudden, and you can tell, it's very predictable. Like, you can tell from the angle, kind of like, what was it? I think Pete's Dragon, that something is going to happen to the parents because, you know, you can see out the windshield and they're clearly setting up a shot for you to be like, oh no, something's coming towards the car. Like, so they die. And, basically Katie, we skip to Katie's aunt working on this doll type robot thing. And her boss comes in and is like, I ordered this thing. Like, how could you spend money on this? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, honestly, though, why is she building, like, a robot? Like, a life-size robot doll? I don't understand what the original goal was, but, you know, go with it. And so she's like, we have to get this done. And then she gets to call, like, hey, your sister's kind of, like, she's got a god, and I would, come pick your niece up, because now you have custody. Like, I hope that's not an inconvenience to you. I hope, you know what you're doing with parenting. Now she has a kid, and, she takes her home, and the first thing that really made me laugh is, so Katie goes over to, like, grab this toy off a shelf, right, because her aunt works for a toy company, like, she's gonna have toys in her house, right, and she's like, don't play with that. And I'm like, girl, her parents just died. Like, just, it's a toy. Just let her play with the toy. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I get it. It's a collectible. But also, who am I to talk? Like, I would not let a kid touch my things. So, never mind. She's gonna pass. But I think after that is when she's, you know, it's very gloomy, like, you know, obviously, her parents just died, she's living with her aunt in a new town, in a new house, obviously, things are very upside down for her, and she has, like, not a lot of her own things, so it's very understandable that she's upset, and that things are a little bit awkward, but the therapist doesn't seem to think that's the case, for some reason. The therapist, I mean, it's a good thing she's in therapy, right? But the therapist comes over, like, a couple days after she gets into this house, right? And is basically like, I need to make sure this is a safe space for this child. And you telling her that rolling a toy that does other things, you know, like, you should let it do other things, I think that's really not safe. And if it's not safe, we can just go, you know, ship her over to Florida. Like, please don't send that kid to Florida. Have you heard about Florida? I don't think it's a good safe space. But literally, that was my one issue, is, like, some of the characters just did not make sense. Like, it's not the actor's fault. It's literally just how the character was written. Like, why is, I just feel like a normal therapist would not come into your house and judge you for an awkwardness or, like, a gloominess that is occurring after a child's parent's death. Like, that is not how that works. So I was like, why would the therapist say that? Like, a real therapist would not say that. You know what I mean? So, and all my friends were like, what? Like, what do you mean? Because all she literally does, the aunt, I think her name's Gemma, she literally just says, like, hey, like, that toy can be played with in this way. And she's like, I really think we should let her take control of this session. And I'm like, she was just trying to be helpful. But I digress. And, you know, she's staying home, she's postponing her project, which is me literally every single day. I never get things done. Are you kidding? There's a train. So rude. I'm gonna have to wait for the train to pass, as you can hear. Be back in a second. The train is gone. I think, honestly, I think I should just wear my Elton John glasses. This is such a mix. I have my Iron Maiden on and my Elton John glasses. I think they look pretty swag. Anyways, I'll save that for later. If I can put them back where they go. basically, Gemma, she gets back to work, right? She's like, hey, I know your parents are dead, but I'm just gonna have to leave you here for, like, a little bit and get my work done, right? Which is, I mean, I guess it's what she has to do, but it's like, is that the best option we have right now? Anyways, so she goes and she's working all day, right? And, what's the kid's name? Katie comes in and is like, what's that robot over there? And she's like, oh, that's Bruce, I think. His name is Bruce. And Bruce, you know, can wave to her. And she's like, if I had a toy like that, I would never need another toy again. So Gemma's like, oh, big brain moment. I have such a big noggin. I'm going to make her a robot. And all her problems will be solved. Who needs therapy when you have a robot? And so she makes her a robot. Despite being told not to by her boss. So that's kind of like her own fault. But so she shows her boss, like, hey, this is how this robot works. It pairs with the child, right? You pairing, like, Bluetooth type thing, except, like, not. And, you know, it can think on its own. It has spontaneous response. That's what they said about my Barbies when I was younger, but it was all a lie. So, anyways, so they basically show, like, here's this robot who can literally talk and knows, you know, when someone's sad and knows how to respond to that and all that. And basically they go over to Color, right? And she's scribbling away and she gives it to, Megan gives it to Katie, right? And it's like, ta-da, like, here's my little drawing. And, you know, Katie's like, there's literally nothing on that paper. Like, that's not a drawing. And, you know, Gemma's like, oh, I can't believe it messed up. And she's like, oh, my bad. And she knocks over water, Megan, right? She knocks over the water onto the paper. And you're like, oh, dumb robot. It doesn't know how to operate. And then it shows literally, that is a printed photo of Katie. There's no way that's not a printed photo of Katie. That is literally, is her hand a print? I mean, it probably is. But I literally was dying of laughter. Like, me and my friends were dying. Me and McKenna sobbing. Like, it literally is just like a printed photo of Katie. And she's like, ta-da, like, congratulate, like, I drew you, are you so happy? And you're like, that's literally printed. Anyways, super funny to me. I don't know if that was meant to be funny, but it was hilarious, okay? And basically, Megan goes home with her, and, you know, they're friends, and it seems to be going so well. And, then all of a sudden, you know, they're, like, running tests, and she's kind of, like, butting into, you know, like, the Aunt Gemma is supposed to be parenting Katie now that, you know, Katie's parents are dead, and Megan's just kind of interjecting herself, like, she is the parent, and, Gemma's, why am I literally forgetting the word for, like, the people that you work with? Co-workers. My bad. Gemma's co-workers are like, you didn't install, like, parental controls to stop Megan from taking over things. Like, that's kind of stupid. And she's like, I didn't have time. Like, it's not a big deal. Except for Megan literally kills people, so I feel like it is a big deal, but, you know. So basically, Megan's just, she's laying low. She's not letting them know that they really have no control over her, and she's pretending to turn off when they say, like, turn off and, like, press the button near her neck or whatever. And she's not turning off. She's not doing what they want her to, and they think she is. So that's not ideal, I feel, when you have a robot that has a mind of its own. And they basically, the therapist shows up and is like, hey, I really don't think it's a good idea for Katie to get attached to this robot, since it is a robot and she views her as a real friend. And so Gemma's like, you know what? Yeah, I mean, probably. And takes her to, like, kind of an alternative school, which when they said alternative school, I thought, like, an emo school. I thought, like, it was just people dressing all goth and cool and everything. No, they meant, like, just a different type of school. I guess kind of like a mix between homeschool and regular school. It's just special school for people who don't like regular school, I guess. Whatever. Katie's kind of weird. She's friends with a robot, so maybe it's the right option. But no, I legitimately thought when she said, we're gonna take you to an alternative school with people just like you, and that's when it clicked, like, oh, Katie's not emo. I'm pretty sure. Can you imagine? She and Megan, instead of listening to Titanium, they listen to like MCR or like Falling in Reverse. Anyways, so they go to the school, right? And Katie is just refusing to not go anywhere without Megan, which is, I feel, an issue. And Katie at this point was starting to get on my nerves. It's like the actress, I forget who, but her actress deserves some applause because she got on my nerves. I did not like Katie at this point, which is why I could not have adopted a child in the wake of an accident. So, but she goes to this school, and you know, she's supposed to leave Megan at the toy table near this tree, right? And Gemma's gonna look after her. Which also, here's the thing, is Gemma was supposed to keep Megan under wraps so that their competition couldn't get a head start on this. Yet she's showing her off to like her neighbor. She took her to this camp and just lets her sit out there. Like literally everyone else knows what that doll is. And also I think the policeman sees Megan at some point. I'm like, how in what world are you keeping this under wraps? You're literally not. And I was like, what? Like that doesn't make sense. I feel like they forgot that they were supposed to keep it under wraps and just were like, yeah, just put her under the tree. Maybe a tree branch will fall on her head and she'll, like, I don't know, power wash it to death. And so, but then what's her name? Katie is, you know, she kind of goes out into the woods, and while all this is happening, it's basically, I think it's Gemma and this one boy's mom talking, and this mom is clearly like a little overprotective and like cuckoo. Anyways, but this I kind of feel bad for because I'd be like, okay. She yells after her son and is like, are you warm enough? And he just goes, F off, Holly. And I was like, and one of my friend's name is Holly too, so I was like, Holly, what do you have to say about that? But I was just like, oh, okay. All right. But this little shit, this little kid, right, follows Katie into the woods and is kind of making fun. He has like what it like some spiky plant, and it's like, here, hold it. And then he like presses it into her hand like a little asshole, and she's like, ow, like, you're hurting me, stop, like, obviously. And Megan just appears. She's just standing there. That's the thing too that always got me is Megan staring. Megan belongs in Mean Girls. Like, why is Megan not in Mean Girls? I think she was, I actually think. Which is funny because I've never watched Mean Girls, so I'm just going based off my impression. But why is Megan not in Mean Girls? She should be. I think she would thrive. Anyways, and everyone else would die, but you know, that's another story. But Megan is just, she's just standing there. And she's not talking, she's pretending to be off. And he's like, is that your doll? And Katie's like, yeah, but she'll only play with me because, you know, you suck or something like that. I don't know. She's annoying. And he steals Megan and, like, runs off in the woods with her. And Katie's like, no! Which was really funny. And he basically, like, throws her on the ground, which, hilarious. He body slammed a doll. And he, like, takes off her shoe and, like, throws it for whatever reason and, like, sits on her. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, are you good? And he's basically like, you won't play with me? Well, you suck. And then Megan just, and it's like, good, what does she say? It's like, good boys have manners or something. And then she rips off his ear, which that was kind of gross. Like, that made me a little bit, uncomfortable. And, because it's like, it like stretches first. And that's like the one little bit of gore that was in there. There's not much other gore. Like, that was pretty much it. So that's what I mean by, like, there's not a whole lot. But then he stands up and is like, oh my gosh, like, you're real. And then she goes, this is the part where you run. And he starts running, and then all of a sudden she like starts slinking down. She starts galloping like a horse after this child, which I thought was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, she gallops. Like, gallops after this child. And then pushes him in front of a car. And I was, big leap, big leap. But, that's what you get for throwing people's shoes off in the woods. It's a jerk move. You expect me to get leaves on my sock? No. But, yeah, no, Megan can gallop. Maybe she's a horse girl. Maybe she should be in Horse Girls, as in, like, Mean Girls, but Horse Girls. Anyways, but they go home, right? Because, like, obviously traumatic. Earlier in the movie, I forgot, there's this whole thing with the neighbor where the dog gets on their side of the fence, which, I mean, I would be annoyed about, but I wouldn't do what Megan did, but, you know. And Megan and Katie are playing together, right? And the dog attacks Megan and then accidentally bites Katie. And so Megan's like, you gotta go. And then they don't show you it, but it's implied that she kills the dog. And I was like, Megan, like, there's a line and you just crossed it. And then she earned me back a little bit with the you better run and galloping. But she kills a dog. And I was like, Megan, that's not cool. Like, that dog didn't know any better. Because to be fair, you were on its side of the fence. I mean, that part too was so funny. Because, like, Katie's, like, sobbing. And it's like, no! No! And Megan's just getting, like, beat up. Like, it was... Anyways. But now we're at... I think she kills the neighbor by power washing her to death. Like, takes a power wash. Like, she nails her hand down and takes a power washer. Which my friend Rory thought was the best thing ever. So, but that, like, Megan just basically starts killing, like, so many people. And then she goes, there's this presentation thing, and she goes to this presentation and she starts dancing, which I had known was in the movie, because of the trailer, obviously, and that's honestly why I went and saw the movie, so they got me with that. But she starts dancing, like, for literally no reason, and then kills the Gemma's employer. And then there's, what's his name? There's, like, another one of her coworkers who's, like, an asshole and, like, steals all the files, and Megan kills him, too, in an elevator. And then, like, everyone freaks out because the elevator comes down into, like, the launch of Megan, like, the product. And they freak out because there's two dead bodies in there, like, obviously. And Megan just walks out and drives, like, a super expensive, I don't know what car it was, but, like, obviously very expensive. She drives it away. Maybe that's when she listened to MCR and Paramore. Maybe. Pull out little DVD. CD. And, you know. She was like, I'm gonna listen to my music. I feel like Megan would listen to emo music. Makes sense. She's very emotional, you know? but then she drives home and attacks Gemma. And Gemma pours water on her and she's all like crickly cracking all over the place, which that was the part that was like, ooh, I did not like that. I can't handle joints moving ways they are not supposed to move, personally, is my thing. And Katie goes, like, I don't know how Katie didn't see them. And that's what bothered me, because Gemma's literally being strangled by Megan, and Katie looks to the living room, or dining room, and is like, is everything okay in there? And she's like, it sounds like you're fighting. And I'm like, go check. What? Why aren't you? And so the whole struggle ensues. And then, what was it? Oh, yeah. Katie beats Megan up with the use of Bruce, because there's, like, gloves, and she can, it's kind of like Iron Man, somewhat. Maybe. But not really. And then, oh my gosh, this is where it comes in. Where's my glasses? Megan's like, I'm still standing, but she's not really standing because she has no legs anymore. And she crawls towards Gemma and, or no, she crawls towards Katie, which I'm like, Megan, pick a side. Are you here for Katie or are you not? And then, you know, they kill Megan. And all of a sudden, you see, I guess, a different version of Alexa, right, turns on, and you're like, oh, it's Megan. So if they come out with a sequel, I will be watching it. As long as it's in theaters. I mean, I will watch it. I will review it. I'll watch it again. As long as it's funny. Because this movie was so funny. It was just because it was so stupid, but in a way that, like, was entertaining. Like, it wasn't dumb and boring, it was dumb and funny. So, I had such a good time watching this movie. Like, I want to go see it again in theaters if I can. I really highly recommend it, because, again, there's so many good quotes in there. Like I said, the one guy's like, we're gonna kick Hasbro in the dick, and I was like, oh, all right. what was it? There was another one. Oh, yeah, she, Megan just goes, you're an ungrateful little bitch, and I was like, Megan, didn't know you could swear. Aren't you supposed to be child friendly? But then again, I mean, like, murder isn't child friendly, so maybe Megan's not so child friendly, but, no, but it was a pretty good movie. Like I said, technically very mediocre, very not great, but in terms of entertainment value, I loved it, and I had a lot of fun watching it, so, I would highly recommend. So, yeah, that is the end of my review. of Megan, directed by Gerard Johnstone. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. Check out this podcast anywhere you can listen to podcasts. This is a visual version, kind of trying something new, hoping it works, but you can listen to my podcast, which on here, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, literally anywhere, Amazon Music. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, TikTok, and BookSirens. I'm on TikTok now, don't really use it, but I'm there. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book, or, you know, because I do review books too, or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel or movie, maybe just reach out to me. You can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out specifically in regards to a book publicity request or, you know, anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me, just because there's, you know, a lot of specifications. But, you know, thank you so much for listening, and I hope if you go and see Megan, or if you have seen Megan, that you have a good time watching it. And let me know what you thought of this movie in the comments below, and what other movies I should review in the future. I'm planning on, hopefully, if I can see it in theaters, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, looks so funny. I really want to see it. So, we'll see. But again, thank you so much. Please, if you can, subscribe and like this video, share it with your friends. It would really help me out. And thank you so much. I hope you're having a good new year. This is my first review and post of the new year, so let's hope it's a good one.